it's really an opportunity for parents and community members to find out about available resources.
Karen King is with UB and serves as a project manager of Interdisciplinary Science and Engineering Partnership, known as ISIP. UB continues to be one of the STEM partners. King tells WBFO News it is important to drive home the idea that community engagement is a key component around the issue of STEM and social justice.
Particularly when you're dealing with communities that have been economically disenfranchised, giving folks the tools to advocate on their own behalf.
The annual conference is piloted by an ISIP parent leadership team.
Art goes in with English, English goes in with science, math, all that's tied in together. And it helps us a whole person.
Ina Ferguson serves on the STEM committee. She's a parent from the Math, Science, and Technology School in Buffalo. Ferguson has remained a big advocate in helping guide students into STEM.
And this year, women of color are minorities in STEM. We have guests that are minority women that are in engineering, telling them this, it's a huge field that women don't really know about it. And there's wonderful opportunities to do from chemical engineering, from Solar City, where we have stuff here, doing technology, building, doing design, games. And we want to open that up to let them know the opportunities.
Weaving social justice into STEM is critical in encouraging young women and minority students to join these learning programs.
And Ina is a great example of a community organizer who's really so involved in the school, in the community, getting the word out to fellow parents, getting the word out to students that these resources exist. It has to matter to them. It has to be relevant because, as we know, particularly in the area of engineering, girls are still woefully underrepresented.
King noted they are now on year 5 of their grant. They've worked hard to create relationships with the community and parents to promote STEM learning.
It's relationship building. And as we all know, relationship building takes time. It's not a short race. It's a long race. It's a long-term project.
Ferguson is hoping some of the city schools switch to what is known as project learning.
More beneficial. That's more accurate. It develops them as a holistic of a child, completely than that rigorous schedule. I think it's a chance you can touch things. If you're, for example, how everything is connected, from the cow to the milk to how it, you can add up the volumes and to see if it works, how is it being curd, is it not being curd. There's so many things that you can do, but it's very important that you read it, touch it, see it, and smell it.
And even with the many other challenges ahead to improve struggling Buffalo Public Schools, Ferguson says she remains encouraged as a parent. She traveled to the White House last week to accompany 3 Hamlin Park School winners of a STEM contest. Their science experiment will be tested on the International Space Station. All 3 were young ladies enrolled in a STEM program. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.